Time for the Madison Public Library Show with Lydia Rebine. Lydia's in the studio. Made a nice, wonderful walk over to the studio today from the library.
Yeah, it's been such a nice couple of days. You can do it again without having to shovel your way down the alley.
Yeah, you just...
Good thing we don't do it on the weekends.
Yeah, you just got one block to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful weather today.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
It was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I know you like this kind of weather. You like the warm weather, right?
Well, you know, I like both. Yeah. They both got their advantages. Yep. I just don't like the ice that goes with this time of the year. I can take, you know, snow, not a problem.
Yep.
But I'd rather not ice skate to and fro daily activities. Yeah.
Oh. I think Maynard put some salt out in front of the studio here. Did you notice that this morning?
I did, yeah. The Madison skating rink is migrating west, I see. But, you know, that's unavoidable sometimes.
Yeah.
We need two. I mean, why not?
All right, well, we got a lot to talk about this morning. What's happening at the Madison Public Library?
Oh, we
Dawson
have,
and Camby.
Yeah, so many events coming up in March. There are a ton of them, from, you know, speakers to a lot of fun classes we're doing next month. So we'll just jump right in.
Okay, go ahead.
So,
the floor is yours.
All right, so first off, we're going to have Minnesota speaker, storyteller, and photographer Doug Oman in Madison, Dawson, and Camby for a series of Minnesota-centric presentations. On Friday, March 2nd at 4:30 p.m. at the Camby Public Library, Doug will present Minnesota Byways. Doug's work has been widely published in magazines, calendars, and books, and in popular book series called Minnesota Byways. This talk will feature photos and stories from the series. From each book, Doug will take you to his favorite locations. He will share the best photographs and stories from around the state of Minnesota. Oh. And we have that series of books at the Madison Library if anybody wants to come and get a little preview of his stuff.
Yeah, you have that book. Oh, wait, you brought that book in the studio with us.
I brought a couple of them, but
yep.
He has a ton of them.
Oh, okay.
It's a big series of books, and they're all really neat on different subjects. One of them I have here is Minnesota Barns. He's got one on old schoolhouses. It's just the gamut, any subject you can think of.
And it's all basically photography that he does?
Yes, he's a photographer, but he also does some researching and different things.
Okay, good.
All kinds of different subjects he gets interested in, and we'll be having him talk on a different subject at each location.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, if you wanted to go to all three, you would get a different program every time.
Oh, okay, good.
So that Camby appearance is the Minnesota Byways, where he talks about all of the different subjects. And that's on March 2nd. Then on Saturday, March 3rd at 10 a.m., he's going to be at the Dawson Public Library to present Going to Work. And this is one I find really interesting. The 1930s were interesting times in our nation's history. The creation of economic programs in response to the Great Depression had just taken place. Explore the legacy footprint that remains from the WPA, PWA, CCC, NYA, and the VCC in Minnesota. So those are all of those job creation programs mm-hmm. that they did after the Great Depression, where it was, you know, building things in parks or you know, stuff like that. So he's going to go over the history of that in Dawson.
Hmm.
And then also that same day, Saturday, at 1 o'clock in Madison at the museum, he's going to present Saluting the Civil War. So what role did Minnesota play in the Civil War? Join Doug to learn about how important Minnesota was to the Union cause. He has made a project of finding the graves of and remembering those from Minnesota who served in this tragic but most interesting chapter in American history. So that should be a really interesting mm-hmm. one, too, because you don't necessarily think Minnesota, the Civil War, that there'd have been a lot of involvement, but there was. And so he's going to talk about that.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so those should be some really fun visits. And then, so those are the presentations from Doug. Next up, we've got some classes. So Deb is going to be hosting more of her popular book art folding classes. And that's where you take an old book and you fold the pages to make interesting designs in them. And she's going to be doing that at all three libraries. And there'll be spring and Easter themed designs that people can choose from this time. And there's a bunch of different designs that they can pick.
Okay.
So she's going to be in Dawson on Monday, March 5th from 3:30 to 5:30. In Madison on Sunday, March 10th from 10 to 12. And then she's going to be in Canby that same day on Saturday, March 10th from 3:30 to 5:30. And after that, we're going to be doing a Minnesota-themed canvas art painting class. And it starts out with a basic design where you do a silhouette of the state of Minnesota, but then there are all these different ways you can jazz it up and personalize it and make it your own and have a fun piece of art for your house. So we're going to be doing that at the Dawson Library on Monday, March 12th from 3:30 to 5:30. In Madison on Saturday, March 17th from 10 to 12 p.m. Or, excuse me, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's not going to be a nighttime class.
I was wondering, okay.
Yeah, we really need the night owls for that. Yeah, there we go. Morning class, 10 a.m. to noon. And then in Canby on Saturday, March 17th from 1 to 3 p.m. So that's canvas painting.
Okay.
And then in Madison, our newest staff member, Kate, is going to be doing a class, and that's going to be on Saturday, March 24th at 10 a.m. She's going to be doing a class on folding and creating paper sun catchers.
What's that?
Well, if you imagine like those little sunglass stain catcher, said that backwards. Yep. If you imagine the stained glass sun catchers that you see in windows sometimes.
Oh, okay.
This is like that, but they're made out of this really cool waxed paper.
Oh, okay.
That you fold into different designs and glue together. And yeah, they're really cool.
Yep.
So she's going to be doing that on the 24th. And then last but not least, Karen is going to be teaching a series of beginner crochet classes. And this is going to be a two-part class that she'll be doing.
Okay.
So during the classes, students will learn basic crochet stitches and then how to crochet their own infinity scarf. So like I said, two-part class. The first part is going to be Tuesday, March 27th from 5:30 till we're thinking about 7. Might take a little longer, but we'll see how it goes. And then the second part will be on Thursday, March 29th, so just that following Thursday, starting again at 5:30. And all of the supplies will be provided for this, but if students really want to make something out of a particular color of yarn, they're welcome to bring their own skein of yarn and do that.
Good.
Totally up to them. Right. So as with all of our presentations, all of our classes are completely free to attend. All the supplies are provided, but there are a limited number of openings for each class. So you really need to pre-register and call as soon as you can to get on those lists, because some of them are small lists because it's complicated and we can only do so many people at a time.
I understand that. Yep, you bet.
Yeah. And then the other thing is, it's just that all of our libraries have book clubs, which maybe not everybody is aware of. So, for instance, in the Dawson Public Library, our next book club meeting is on March 1st. That's on a Thursday from 8:30 to 9:30 in the morning. And they're going to be discussing a book called The Girl with Seven Names, a North Korean defector's story by Hyun-Sun Lee. And then on Tuesday, March 6th, the Dawson book group is meeting again from 6 to 7:30 in the evening to discuss the book Orphan Train by Christine Baker Klein.
Okay.
Madison Library Book Club meets the second Tuesday of each month. So this coming one will be Tuesday, March 6th at 7 p.m. And they're going to be discussing a book called Inheriting Edith by Zoe Fishman. And then Canby Public Library Book Club also meets on Tuesday, March 6th. They meet at 10:30 in the morning, and they're going to be discussing Hell's Corner by David Baldacci.
Okay. A lot of people are involved in book clubs. Maybe somebody's listening and want to be involved in a book club, how they can just contact you and get started?
Just come into the library, say you want to come, and we'll be expecting you.
All right, cool.
Easy peasy.
Book clubs are cool, aren't they?
Yeah, it gets a way to explore and think more in-depth about a book than you might just reading it on your own.
A lot of events going on.
Yes, lots of events, which is why I think we're going to just power right on through to what we're reading this week, because, there's only so much time in the day.
We got Okay.
All right. So first off, we've got Deb, and she is reading Educated, a memoir by Tara Westover. Tara Westover was 17 the first time she set foot in a classroom. Born to survivalists in the mountains of Idaho, she prepared for the end of the world by stockpiling home canned peaches and sleeping with her head for the hills bag. Lacking any formal education, Tara began to educate herself. She taught herself enough mathematics and grammar to be admitted to Brigham Young University, where she studied history, learning for the first time about important world events like the Holocaust and the Civil War. Her quest for the knowledge transformed her, taking her over oceans and across continents to Harvard and to Cambridge. Then next up, we have Karen, who's reading The Western Star, which is book 13 in the Walt Longmire series, which is also a TV series a lot of people enjoy.
What was that?
It's a TV series. I think it's on Netflix now. Okay. They're actually producing it, and it's a fun mystery series.
Okay.
So, Sheriff Walt Longmire is enjoying a celebratory beer after weapons certification at the Wyoming Law Enforcement Academy when a young sheriff confronts him with a photograph of 25 armed men standing in front of a Challenger steam locomotive. It takes him back to when, fresh from the battlefields of Vietnam, then-Deputy Walt accompanied his mentor Lucian to the annual Wyoming Sheriff's Association junket held on the excursion train known as the Western Star. And then we have Kate, and Kate is reading The Shadow Cipher, book one of the York series by Laura Ruby. It was 1798 when the Morning Star twins arrived in New York with a vision for a magnificent city, towering skyscrapers, dazzling machines, and winding train lines, all running on technology no one had ever seen before. 57 years later, the enigmatic architects disappeared, leaving behind, for the people of New York, the old York Cipher, a puzzle laid into the shining city they constructed, at the end of which was promised a treasure beyond all imagining. By the present day, however, the puzzle has never been solved, and the greatest mystery of the modern world is little more than a tourist attraction. And Alice is reading The Ice Maiden, and that is book 8 of the Britt Montero series by Edna Buchanan. 14 years ago, two teenagers on a Christmas Eve first date were abducted, and only one lived through the ordeal. The lone surviving victim, Sonny Hartley, became a wealthy sculptor, but the reclusive Ice Maiden will not talk about what happened that terrible night. Now a chance encounter in the Miami morgue between reporter Britt Montero and a petty thief, bizarrely electrocuted during the commission of a crime, has placed the still unsolved kidnapping murder on the front burner of Sergeant Craig Birch, Cold Case Squad. But Britt and Birch are about to discover that the price of justice can be too dear to pay. And then, last up, I am reading Under the Banner of Heaven by John Krakauer. John Krakauer's literary reputation rests on insightful chronicles of lives conducted at the outer limits. In Under the Banner of Heaven, a story of violent faith, he shifts his focus from extremes of physical adventure to extremes of religious belief within our own borders. At the core of his book is an appalling double murder committed by two Mormon fundamentalist brothers who insist they received a revelation from God commanding them to kill. Krakauer constructs a multi-layered, bone-chilling narrative of messianic delusion, savage violence, polygamy, and unyielding faith. Along the way, he uncovers a shadowy offshoot of America's fastest-growing religion and raises provocative questions about the nature of religious belief.
Sounds interesting.
It is. And that is one of his most popular books that people might be familiar with is called Into the Wild, which is about this young guy who left all his life behind and eventually died in a bus in Alaska. But he writes a whole series of different books, and they're usually on people in an extreme nature.
Okay. Good job, Lydia. When is the Madison Library open? How can people get a hold of you?
Well, let's see. There's kind of a long list of hours because it's different every day.
Oh, it is.
So I'm going to just tell you to go onto our website and look at the list.
Sounds good.
So I don't rattle your ear with that. Yep. Yes. So you can find any one of our libraries online by going to pioneerland.lib.mn.us and clicking on Member Libraries in the left-hand menu. Or you can find us on Facebook by looking up Dawson Public Library MN. Canby Public Library MN, or Madison Public Library MN.
All right. Real good job, Lydia.
Well, thank you, Paul. Thanks for having me again.
Yep. Talk to you next time.
All righty.
Lydia Rebine with the Madison Public Library.